You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Scientists have finally found the clitoris.
The Wire.
Methane SAT, a global initiative to track and reduce methane emissions, is launching today. Although primarily funded by the US Environmental Defense Fund, the satellite is the first government-funded space mission in Aotearoa, New Zealand. The US side of the project will focus on measuring and identifying methane leaks from oil and gas production, while scientists in New Zealand will use the satellite to study global emissions from agriculture. I speak to Spacecraft Mission Operations Director at Te Pūnaha Ātea, the Space Institute at the University of Auckland, Chris Jackson, about the launch, New Zealand's role, and how the data gathered can help us make global and local recommendations to reduce methane emissions. For those who don't know, could you please introduce the Methane SAT satellite and what your role is as the Spacecraft Missions Operation Director at the University of Auckland?
Yeah, so MethaneSat's a reasonably large satellite, around about 400 kilos. It's being launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base in the United States. It's carrying a couple of advanced spectrometers that allow us to gather data about methane emissions around the world. So it's kind of like a camera that can image methane and see the amount of methane that's in the atmosphere. And we can use that for gathering data around say gas leaks or whatever on oil and gas, which is a large emitter of methane, and also looking at agricultural or landfill type sources of methane as well to quantify the amount of methane that's being emitted from those sources. So at the university, we'll be taking over the mission operations. So early operations is done by the spacecraft manufacturer in the United States. Then it will be handed over to Rocket Lab here in New Zealand for a few months of operations here before it's moved over to Auckland University. So we'll be operating the mission for the 4 or 5 years of the operational life. So what we'll be doing on a daily basis is, A, monitoring the safety and health of the spacecraft, making sure that it's safe in space, making sure that it doesn't hit anything else or that nothing else hits it. So we do collision avoidance maneuvers if we need to, and also operating the payload to actually gather the images that allow us to actually work out where the methane emissions are being emitted.
So MethaneSat is a global initiative led by the US Environmental Defense Fund. Why has a US project chosen Aotearoa, New Zealand to base its mission control?
So the New Zealand government has put a substantial amount of money into the mission to, the mission itself, if you like, fits in quite nicely with New Zealand's desire to sort of reduce global emissions and play our part in the global community. Methane is New Zealand's worst greenhouse gas emission. So, we emit a lot of methane due to agricultural sources in New Zealand, and being able to monitor that from space allows us to quantify what's happening, quantify the amount of emissions, and then measure whether we're making a measurable effect on reducing those emissions.
As you say, New Zealand will be using it to study global agricultural emissions. What do you think the significance of the data gathered from MethaneSat will be in terms of our understanding of how to make recommendations to reduce our methane emissions?
Yeah, so MethaneSat will actually provide quite a lot of data to allow us to do this. And a satellite in orbit won't actually solve the problem itself. We have to actually, make proactive measures to reduce those emissions. And there's lots of other things happening, around New Zealand and around the world to reduce methane emissions, whether it's from oil and gas or whether it's from agricultural sources. But what MethaneSat will allow us to do is quantify the amount of emissions so that we can actually see when we make a change to something, whether it's, feeding cows a different type of, product or something that reduces the methane that they emit, we'll be able to measure that using MethaneSat and determine whether the changes that we're doing are actually resolving the methane or reducing the methane emissions within New Zealand and globally.
So this project brings together experts from across the fields of scientific research, agriculture, space technology, government and business. Is this level of collaboration the way forward for research and adaptation to our changing world?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a satellite mission is, a large undertaking. It's costly. It requires a lot of input from different types of people, scientists and engineers. So in general, it's hard for organisations to do this sort of thing themselves. And again, that's why, New Zealand government and MethaneSat LLC in the United States are collaborating. These missions are expensive and they do need this sort of collaboration, as I say, both financially and from a research and engineering perspective.
That was Spacecraft Mission Operations Director at the Space Institute at the University of Auckland, Chris Jackson, speaking about the launch of MethaneSat satellite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.